This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wahda. والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, one of the issues that has emerged from the French caricature issue is that of freedom, and in particular, freedom of expression. And this is something that comes to the fore, for it is presented as if the reason why the people in certain countries have adopted the caricatures which are demeaning, hurtful, offensive to the entire Muslim Ummah, because it is something hurtful, because it belittles or attempts to belittle. They will never ever be able to belittle our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but attempts to belittle our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the justification that is given with regard to this is, it is our freedom of expression. So I thought that today we will look at this particular aspect. What is the meaning of freedom? What is its various expressions? What is its various manifestations? France ke khako ke silsile mein ek aham masla jiski taraf nishandahi hoti hai wo azadi aur bil khusus azadi rai ka masla hai. Now normally you see we give Urdu a little bit of Urdu translation because of some of our audience being from that background, and many of our audience are also from the Somali background. So someone said we must do Somali translation also, inshallah. So now I'm going to try. They say one word, someone told me, Siddi Tahay. How are you in Somalia? So inshallah, every week I want to learn one phrase of Somali also. Nevertheless, what is the meaning of freedom? Freedom in this sense that the society must be free from exploitation, free from injustice, free from oppression, free from zulm, is amongst the objectives of Islam, and throughout history, Muslims had been in the forefront of this. Islam has placed a lot of emphasis upon freedom. Islam cherishes it, guarantees it for Muslim and non-Muslims. Yes, Islam has been in the forefront with regard to it. Islam considers freedom to be the natural right of a human being. Life becomes devoid of living when a Muslim or any human being is not free. There is no joy in life when a person is not free. When a person loses his freedom, his inner self dies. Even though on the outside he continues to live, eating, drinking, etc. And he goes through the motions of life. But when there is no freedom, then there is no joy in life. And this is so important that we understand this. And that is why throughout Islamic history, you know, fighting for freedom, Muslims were in the forefront. I always say that in Africa, for example, Africa hasn't paid enough tribute to Muslims who fought for freedom in Africa. Look at throughout history, you will find in the forefront of freedom, the people who fought for freedom in Africa were Muslims. Amir Abdul Qadir in Al-Jazair, in Algeria. Sharif Ahmad Sanusi in Tripoli, in Libya. Right. You go on and you go, Sheikh Muhammad Ahmed in Sudan, and various other people in Nigeria, Uthman Danfodio, all of them, they fought for freedom against exploitation, against injustice, against oppression. And who are in the forefront? Muslims. So to fight for that type of freedom, that you must be free, the society must be free from oppression, from injustice, from zulm, ye to Islam ka ek hissa hai. Zulm se azadi, na insafi se azadi, rehne sene mein azadi, islami talimat ka hissa hai, jiska ehtimam aur uske liye juddo jahad karna musalmanon ka zimmedari hai aur musalman par lazim hai. There's a very interesting incident in the books of history. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the governor of Egypt in the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when, because he was the governor, his son, my father is the governor. So there in Egypt, there was once a camel race. The camel race. In the camel race, a non-Muslim subject, his camel outraced the camel of the son of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His camel outraced the camel of Amr ibn al-As. Amr ibn al-As is the governor, his son of the governor. So because of that, he became angry. He took out a whip and he hit the non-Muslim over his back because he lost the race. So this non-Muslim heard that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a person of justice. So he went to Madinah Munawwarah to lay a complaint. What was the complaint? That the son of the governor hit me because my camel outraced him. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu called for the governor. Call the governor, call his son. Put forward the claim. Establish that this is the truth. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then told the non-Muslim, the way he hit you, you also hit him in return. The way he hit you, you also hit him in return. When he was about to hit him, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, how did he hit you? Did he hit you with your kurta on or without your kurta? He said, he hit me on my bare back without my kurta. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told the son of the governor, take out your kurta. Let him hit you on your bare back. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used these amazing words. Oh, the son of Amr ibn al-As, since when have you enslaved people? When وَقَدْ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ أَحْرَارًا, when their mothers gave birth to them as free people. Since when do you make zulm upon people? When their mothers gave birth to them as free people. Umar radiallahu ta'ala kya kaha? Tumne kab se logon ko ghulam banana shuru kar diya? Jabki Allah ta'ala ne unko azad paida kar diya. Since when have you enslaved people? Since when have you made zulm upon people? Islam does not teach this. And such freedom, with regard to such freedom, Tipu Sultan, the great freedom fighter in India, had made mention, it is better to live one day as a lion than to live 100 years as a wolf and a jackal. It is more preferable for me to live one day as a lion, free, and then instead of living 100 years as someone who is under subjugation. So this freedom is according to Islam. This is what Islam has taught us. And Muslims should always be in the forefront of fighting against oppression and injustice and against zulm. So this is one aspect of freedom. This is a very important point. One other meaning of freedom, which is very important, is free will. The ability to do your deeds on a free basis. And this is part of Allah has granted human being free will to be able to choose his course in life. Inna hadaynahu sabil, imma shakira wa imma kafura. I have given you the way. This is the right way, this is the wrong way. Allah said, I have given you the way. Now I have given you freedom to go and do whatever you want. Allah is not going to stop you if you do evil deeds, because then there is no freedom. Because of this freedom Allah has given you, Allah will take account of your deeds on the day of Qiyamah. If you didn't have free will, Allah couldn't have taken account of your deeds. If Allah will not take account from the sun. Allah will not take account from the moon. Why? They have to carry out the commands of Allah without any option, without any freedom. So you, Allah has given us freedom, free will to do whatever you want. Inna aradna al-amanata ala al-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal fa'abayna an yahmilnaha wa ashfaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insan. Allah presented the amanat of complying with the commands of Allah, the freedom to choose between right and wrong. Allah gave it to the asman. Allah gave it to the zameen. Allah gave it to the heavens. Allah gave it to the earth. They refused to accept it. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave it to insan. Insan took it upon himself that he will do good deeds on the basis of freedom of choice. And this freedom of will is something that we are living with. لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ. You cannot force someone to accept deen. You cannot force someone to do righteous deeds. So Islam aur azadi ka ek matlab ye hai ke khud mukhtari ki taleem Islam deta hai. Insan khud mukhtar hai. Allah Ta'ala ki taraf jaza aur ihsan insan ko isi di gayi azadi par munhasir hai. Allah will give us reward and punishment on the day of Qiyamah on the basis of our freedom of choice. If we did not have freedom of choice, what is the meaning of rewards? What is the reward? What is the meaning of punishment? What is the meaning of Jannat? What is the meaning of Jahannam? Allah gives us the choice, and because of the choice, Allah has made us free. وَلَوْ يُعَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةِ. What a beautiful verse. If Allah were to have stopped people, and if Allah Ta'ala were to have seized people the moment they do wrong, then there would have been no imtihan. There would have been no freedom of choice. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala says, I allow you to do evil, but I will allow you to a certain level, ila ajalim musamma, till the day come when you die. Thereafter, Allah will take account from you with regard to your deeds. In our history, there's a very amazing person by the name of Imam Sufyan al-Thawri. Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, his name is Thawr. Thawr means a buffalo. Now you ask, why did a person use in his name a buffalo? Mention is made with regard to his halat, with his condition. One day he went out of the masjid against the sunnah. Instead of going out of the masjid with the left leg, he went out of the right head. And he heard an unseen voice telling him, O Thawr, O buffalo, what are you doing? You're going against the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because normally, Allah doesn't chastise you when you do wrong, because it will go against free will. He put that word Thawr in his name, Sufyan al-Thawri. Right? So one meaning of azadi, one meaning of freedom is what? One meaning of freedom is society must be free from oppression. Society must be free from injustice. Society must be free from zulm. That is what Islam has taught us, and Islam has taught us to strive for it. The second meaning of freedom is azadi, you know, khud mukhtari, free will. And that free will is part of what we are in this world. That is why Allah Ta'ala will give us reward and punishment. That is also according to Islam. One other meaning that in today's time, which has become popular, what is the meaning of freedom? I can do whatever I want to do. This is one of the worst understanding of the meaning of freedom. We feel that freedom means I can do whatever I want to do. It never actually happens, but we've got this perception that freedom means I must have the ability to say whatever I want. I must have the ability to think whatever I want. I must have the ability to do whatever I want. Normally that freedom does not exist, because it is the basis of chaos and instability. Now if someone today goes on a road and he says, now why must I go and drive on the left-hand side of the road? I'm going to drive from now onwards on the right-hand side of the road, because in South Africa I heard the constitution guarantees freedom. What's going to happen? Not only he's going to create accidents, he himself will not be able to go from point A to point B. That type of freedom is the basis of chaos and instability. It is a basis of great amount of fitna, facade and turmoil. That type of freedom Islam does not allow, especially with regard to Islam. Islam does not allow such deceptive understanding of freedom. My dear respected brothers, understand this what I'm saying. Islam means submission to the will of Allah. Apne aap ko Allah Ta'ala ke ahkam ke supur karna, yeh hai Islam. Aur azadi, kul azadi, jo kuch hame karna hai, ab kar sakte hai. Yeh to supurki ke khilaaf hai. One is Islam means, what does it mean? It means that you submit yourself to the commands of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a very antithesis of freedom. So now you got a choice. If you want to be free to do whatever you want, to say whatever you want, to think whatever you want, then go and do it. But you can't call yourself a Muslim, because a Muslim submits himself to the will of Allah. And the moment you say, I submit to the will of Allah, I'm a Muslim. And a Muslim, when he says, I submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he can't think, he can't do, he can't say whatever he wants. Every action of his is governed by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You got your choice. So two aspects, two meanings of freedom I've said, Islam has encouraged and Islam agrees upon. This particular aspect of Islam, that I can do whatever I want, I can say whatever I want, it is far removed from an Islamic aspect of freedom. And this is something you have to call. Azadi ka ek ghalat matlab ye hai ke logon ne liya hua hai ke main jo chahu wo karo baghair kisi zimmedari ke. Is tarah ki azadi duniya mein intishar aur fitna phailana ka sabab hai. Islam ka matlab ye hai ke apne aap ko Allah Taala ke ahkam ke samne supur karna, aur iska matlab ye hai ke hum azad nahi hai. ہمیں آزادی نہیں ہے کہ جو چاہے کریں، ہمارے ہر عمل یہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے احکام کی پیروی کرنا چاہیے ہمیں. That is something that we have to keep in mind. And the same thing applies with regard to our statements. Now, you know, today when we look at this whole particular aspect, the way it has been framed in the media, just look at how it is framed in the media. We who are in the European states, we are in the West, we are for freedom of expression. Aliyadu billah, and Muslims are against freedom of expression. That's how they put it. Now, the moment you frame it in that way, it seems as we Muslims are not progressive. We are against progress. We are against freedom. It's not. We have to change the narrative. The narrative is not about freedom of expression and not freedom of expression. And I will say that how we have to change this whole particular narrative, it is that it is about the freedom to remain without insult and the freedom to insult. The freedom to insult, to denigrate, to belittle, to look down upon people, to hurt the feelings of people, to offend people. The freedom to do that, and the freedom from insult. The freedom from insult. The freedom from belittling people. The freedom from denigrating people. I ask you, just look at this. Can you imagine a society? Can you imagine a society where everyone feels that according to this, we got freedom to insult? We got the freedom to belittle. And therefore, everyone in the society, they belittle and denigrate and they hurt people. So from the morning you get up. Can you imagine you get up? I got this freedom. So the morning the person gets up, the child comes and he abuses the parent. The parent comes and swears the child. You go into your business, the employer, the boss, he swears the employee. The employee in turn abuses the employer. Right? You go to the filling station, instead of asking the person nicely, which Islam teaches us, you start swearing and abusing the person. You say that, do this and do that. Can you imagine what type of society you are going to live in? Oh, what is gone wrong with human beings? Can't they see the difference between civility, between that which is freedom from insult and the freedom to insult and belittle and denigrate? And yet the people say that Muslims are against freedom of expression. We say we want people to use their freedom responsibly in such a manner. They do not hurt, they do not offend, they do not look down upon people. Allah in the Holy Quran tells us, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Tell unto people that when they speak, they should speak with beauty. They should speak with kindness. They should speak to one another in a way they don't hurt and offend the feelings of one another. الْمُسْلِمُ مَنْ سَلِمَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهِ. A Muslim is he that other Muslims and other human beings are saved from the evil and the hurt of his hands and his tongue. The Quran is replete with instructions with regard to the manner of our speech. Words are tools of communication through which we manifest our inner feelings. But you know, and not only our feelings, the way you talk to people, it makes a big difference. You can either destroy them, you can either build them. You know, and through the use of words, we build lasting relationships or we destroy relationships. Our tongues can either be instruments of love or weapons of destruction and creating hatred. Right? Our tongues is this, and words, kind words, can change someone's entire day. It can inspire, it can motivate, it can lift, or it can destroy brotherhood, it can destroy relationship, it can destroy communities, it can destroy societies. What do we want to do? Which one you want to do? Rumi has said, raise your voice, raise your words, not your voice. Let your words be good. Don't raise your voice, raise your words. It is rain that grows flowers, not thunder. Huh? Rumi ne kya ka? What an amazing thing. Rumi said, raise your words, not your voice. In fact, Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran, don't speak very loudly. Don't shout. Don't abuse. Raise your words. Don't raise your voice. It is rain that grows flowers, not thunder. Thunder never ever grow flowers. By you shouting at other people, nothing is going to happen. Huh? Today, even your children won't listen to you if you shout and abuse them. If you speak to them kindly, they are more likely to listen to you. So this is what Islam has taught. It said, yes, freedom with dignity, freedom with responsibility. Anyone who feels freedom is that I can do whatever I want without any consequences, without any responsibility, he is greatly mistaken. With every choice you make as a free person, there is a consequences to your choice. With every choice you make as a free person, there's a consequences to your choice. If you are going to use your freedom in a destructive manner, then be prepared to have a destructive consequences. And of course, in this, I don't want to go on making mention with regard to the whole aspect. There is so much of double standards. France has the most restrictive privacy law, some of the most toughest hate speech laws in the European Union. They ban the Holocaust denial. We as Muslims, we have not done the Holocaust. We are not happy with regard to what happened in the Holocaust. We had to suffer the consequence of the Holocaust. But to deny Holocaust in the European Union is outlawed. Then where is the freedom of speech? Why is it that there is selective morality with regard to freedom of speech, which shows a deeply contradictory attitude towards freedom of speech? We can go on making mention with regard to it, but instead of talking about them, let us understand our aspect of freedom. I have given you three understandings of the word freedom. One, two of them, which is according to what Islam has taught. One is society must be free from oppression, injustice, and zulm. That is according to Islam, which we must strive towards. The other aspect with regard to freedom is free will. Islam has taught us free will. Because of that, Allah will take us to account on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will reward and punish us because on the basis Allah has given you free will. There's another aspect of freedom, which is destructive. I can do whatever I want, irrespective of the consequences. Islam does not allow for such freedom. May Allah give us a tawfiq of understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.